We're back on Wildcat Insider, 537-1350, 866-776-1350 to join us. You can also tweet questions or comments to the game KMAN. Jeremy Crabtree will be on the show at 510 to talk K-State football recruiting. Got some updates on that from this weekend and today in just a moment. But for now, we'll mention that I didn't get a chance to watch any of this live. The beauty of Twitter nowadays, you can see all the highlights in an instant, and so I was able to see the highlights. But Jordan Willis played in the Reese's Senior Bowl and wound up being the MOP, the most outstanding player for the South, which won the game 16-15. He had two strip sacks, so I mean his final stat line, two sacks, two forced fumbles. I don't think that's going to surprise anyone that knows Jordan Willis or is associated with K-State football, but he went down and had a pretty dominant week, it sounds like.
So excited for him, obviously, and we've talked about him a multiple amount of times. Just what a great young guy he is, just a great motor. I think that showed this weekend, and I'm like you. I really didn't, frankly, see much of it at all. Didn't see any of it, actually. But just like you, just seeing a little bit of video and, you know, reading the accounts of it. But he has put himself in a real good position here, I think, and has done probably about as much as he can do to get him as high on that draft board as possible. We'll see. Now it just comes down to, you know, what team likes him the best and when do they draft?
Yeah, and I would think outside shot at the back end of the first round, but you're probably looking at second or third round right now from most of what I'm hearing on Jordan Willis, but just a lot of good things. You know that they're going to love his work ethic and attitude. I mean, that's no doubt when it comes down to it with him. And I'd seen some concerns about his size, perhaps not being all that big, but I think he weighed in at 255 down at the Senior Bowl, and there was a lot of comments on just how chiseled he is, the way that he's built. I mean, there's right. not much wasted space in his frame, the way that he works. So I have a hard time seeing size really being any kind of an issue for him at all.
Well, I know they are into the measurements and the size and the strength and the speed and all of that, and should be. You can understand it. And yet I think his strength surprises people when they look at him and then watch him play. And I believe, I'm far from an expert, obviously, but I do believe that he can put on more weight, maybe not a large amount, but I think he can still put on some and still keep that type of speed. And with his motor, I think he's got a chance. I really do. And I don't mean a chance to make the league. I think he's going to make the league. I mean be, you know, a somewhat impactful player. I go back to Cody Whitehair is kind of an example. I don't know about you, but I will just say this. Anything and everything that I have heard about Cody Whitehair from the time the training camp started till the end of his first year, I heard nothing, zero, in the negative column. It was all positive and what a really good football player he is and how much potential he has going forward. I wouldn't be stunned at all if that isn't the same kind of thing for Jordan Willis.
Yeah, me too. No, I know Chicago is very happy with Cody Whitehair and what they got in him. Jordan Willis did get a combine invite. That was another thing that I saw a bunch about this weekend. So I'm sure he'll go impress at the combine with some of those measurables and stuff too, because he's a guy that, again, just works tirelessly with all that stuff. It'd be interesting to see if Elijah Lee winds up getting a combine invite.
I know.
I would think so, but I guess you never totally know for sure with some of the younger guys like that are more on the fringe. You know, he wasn't a real high-profile early entry. But he's another guy that I'd be interested to see what his numbers wind up being at the combine.
I totally agree with that because I believe he would surprise some. We have seen him play. We have the advantage of that. We have seen him run. We have the advantage of that. I think he is another guy that is – maybe a little bit stronger than the perception. I think he has really pretty solid football instincts. I would love to see him be invited just to see how he tests out, because I think he would test out a heck of a lot higher than maybe some would think that he might.
Right. Yeah, he's another one where the only concern I could really see there as far as his measurables and everything would be the pure size
right.
of him if he is going to play linebacker. But yeah. I know the juniors are supposed to be starting to get those invites, so we may hear something within the next week or so on Elijah Lee. Definitely going to be hearing a lot this week about National Signing Day. Jeremy Crabtree on the show at 5:10. Some of the news from this weekend, and I'll start with today. K-State was waiting to hear from Evan Fields, who was actually a four-star recruit, according to Rivals.com. He winds up choosing Arizona State over K-State, amongst some others. I happened to watch the actual decision live. He pulled the classic. He actually picked up the K-State hat at one point in time, got your hopes up, and then set it back down and went to Arizona State. So, I think the one that means more to me is a guy that K-State is still waiting on, and that is Elijah Walker, who's a junior college safety. He was at one point committed to K-State, then backed out of that commitment. People thought he was going to go ahead and lock himself down with TCU, but that hasn't happened yet, so still waiting to see what happens there. But obviously having immediate need in the secondary with the graduation, not only of Donnie Starks, but at safety with Dante Barnett. And K-State has gone and gotten a bunch of defensive backs so far in this class.
Yeah, I think that's something that I'm sure you'll spend a lot of Wednesday talking about with National Signing Day. And it needs to be and will be a focus without question, because you know this as well as the listening audience. There are some guys there that played a lot of football at Kansas State, lots and lots of experience for a Donnie Starks and a Dante Barnett that will not easily be replaced, and you can understand the immediate need there. So I'm going to assume and guess that there probably will be a junior college player in the mix there, and be surprised if there isn't. Let's say it that way.
Yes. As far as the weekend was concerned, K-State did get a couple other commitments. They are defensive backs, but high school kids. Antonio Oliver is a two-star defensive back from the Atlanta area. Obviously, that's an Andre Coleman pickup there, but he did have some Power 5 offers: Indiana, Kentucky, Syracuse, Tennessee, Wisconsin. I know was one of the schools that was involved with him, so... As far as the offer list is concerned, that's pretty good. The other one is Isaiah Stewart, who's a safety out of DeSoto, Texas. He also decent offer list here: Colorado, Fresno State, Nevada, Toledo, some of the other schools interested in him. So they've really bulked up the secondary so far, and again, still waiting on the decision of Elijah Walker, so could potentially add some more.
Well, you get that Elijah Walker in there, then you got things change probably, and for the better. So. Yeah, it's always, I've said this a million times, I've always been intrigued by this time of year, and you get down towards the finish line and everybody is, scrambling is not the right word, but you're trying to protect what you feel like you have committed to you, maybe trying to get one that may be leaning another way. I'll say it this way, maybe this would clear it all up for you. I don't know if I would really want to be Jeremy Crabtree this week.
Well, there would be some cool things about it, but you're probably not going to have much free time.
Exactly.
I can guarantee you that much.
This will be about a 100-hour week for Jeremy.
Yes,
I think.
Yes. Yeah. He's a busy guy and a pretty big-time guy. He's much harder to get a hold of, but I promise you, you'll hear him at 5:10 on K-State's recruiting class here today on Wildcat Insider. And a reminder, things are going to be different on Wednesday with the recruiting show because K-State basketball tips at 6:30. That's sort of shifted everything up. So Powercat game day will be at 4:30. The signing day show is going to be from 3 to 4:30. But tune in for that. It's going to be really good. We've got Taylor Bratt and Sean Snyder coming in studio here. You'll hear from Jeremy Crabtree once again. We'll play some of that back and going to have a bunch of the recruits and their coaches on as well. So it'll be good stuff from 3 to 4:30 on Wednesday. When we come back, a huge game for Kindred Wiesman to get the K-State women back on track. We'll zero in on that here on Wildcat Insider.
You're listening to Wildcat Insider.
KMAN is keeping it local. Dollars spent.